This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Well, what's up, y'all? Happy weekend. Excited to be hanging out with you guys on another Best Bits. It's Morgan here. Make sure before you dive into these Best Bits, just the bits, that you go check out part one, because I brought on Raymundo. We talked about some stocks. We talked about some things that we definitely think are a scam. Maybe give you some TV movie reviews, you know, all that good stuff. And of course, the last time we both cried. So good stuff over there. And if you're a big fan of Raymundo, you get like 45 minutes to an hour of just Raymundo and I talking about life. So definitely check that out. But we've had a crazy fun week in the studio. So I've got seven awesome segments that happened on the show, and we're just going to dive right on in. We got an update from Lunchbox on his stocks. Well, not totally his stocks, right? It's Bobby, his, and Amy's, and they all put them in, and Lunchbox claims to be the broker of the situation. But just a little behind the scenes here, Lunchbox has no idea how to work this stocks app. And so I gave him a little tutorial, quick rundown. Still don't think he knows how to use it. But we did get an update on if they've made any money, if they're going to put in more money, you know, all that good stuff. You guys love hearing about the stock market from Lunchbox.
Number seven.
Let's go talk to Roy in North Carolina. Hey, Roy, you're on the show. What's going on, buddy?
How are you?
We're doing pretty good. What do you want?
I was calling to see if I can get an update. I don't know if y'all have already done it or not, but when you gave Lunchbox money for the stock that he bought.
Guys, you know, Roy, right? I'm messing with him because we know Roy.
Who's Roy?
Roy Kent.
No, Roy is Priscilla Block guy.
Oh, yeah! What's
up, Roy? I'm not just going to yell at a caller, what do you want? Unless it's like our dude Roy from North Carolina.
Okay.
So, Roy, okay. Roy, what do you want again?
I was wondering, can we get an update on Lunchbox of stock? When you gave him money, when you sent him money for a stock?
Mm-hmm. So we have gone in, what, $60 each now?
Yeah.
Yes.
60 me, 60 you, 60 Lunchbox. Yeah. Total of 180. Lunchbox, what is our highest performing stock? Now remember, Lunchbox claims that using his strategies, he can make us some money on the stock market. And at 180 in, what is our highest returning stock?
Airbnb is up right now. That's the one that's up.
Overall, has it made us the most money?
Oh, I don't know.
When he does that, I have zero confidence. And what's happening?
Should you give this to like Mike or Eddie and let them? No, not Eddie.
No, I don't know. Should you give?
I know. I know.
Airbnb,
I do that.
Airbnb in the last month is up $17.64.
For us or for the actual stock?
Well, the stock, man.
But that doesn't affect us, because how much did
we
buy?
Our increase has been 2.38%.
Bro, you're talking Mandarin to me right now, because I don't know
we made
in
23 cents.
Okay. Now that's English.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't know how much we bought or what we have. No.
Can I see your phone?
We have 0.08.
Can I see your phone?
No, whoa. You cannot see my phone.
I'm not going to look at your pictures. I don't want to see what's in
your
pictures.
But you know what's sad is everything else is down. Every other stock we have is down.
Okay, so
Tesla, Apple.
But that doesn't mean we're losing. It could just be down right now.
ASO, WWE, and New. New is our latest venture.
That you went into? What's New exactly?
What?
New, well, it was performing well on the thing, so I was like, we got to get that.
So you don't know what it is?
No. New Holdings is a holding company which engages in the provision of digital banking services.
Oh, something you know all about.
The company was founded by David Velez Osmo, Christina Helena Zigaretti.
Okay,
and Adam Edward Wilby in 2016.
Tell me in your own words what they do.
I don't know, some in the Cayman Islands. And that sounds like a good place to be. I don't know what they do.
Is it spelled N-E-W?
No, N-U.
Okay.
New.
What's a holding company?
New. Oh, is it the tabs, like the hydration tabs?
I just read it.
No, it sounds like a money.
It's a bank. Engages in the provision of digital banking services. So take it for what you will. But
what does that mean?
I don't know.
But we're down 2 cents on new.
Take it for what you will. Okay, just tell
WWE
us.
WWE.
Hold on. Let's take a breath. Man. I just want to know, first of all.
I'm going
to
tell you.
If we put in $180, where's our total right now?
$195.47.
That's awesome. We're up $15. So all those downs that you're seeing are actually only down temporarily. But that's almost a 10% increase.
Can I just tell you our total return on WWE? -209. Oh, man, that's sad.
Mm.
But the good news is in the last month, we've lost $1.66.
On WWE or general?
General, on all of our investing. But
why is that good news?
The good news is...
Stop saying the good news when it's not good news.
No, it is. I got
one. Okay, go ahead, give me.
Because a couple days ago, we owned Apple stock. Mm-hmm. We received a dividend payment.
Okay, you know what that means?
Nope.
It's like they're paying out their stockholders if they make a certain amount of money.
Boom!
They pay basically a profit share.
So where does that money go? Into my spending account?
Yeah, how much was the dividend?
2 cents.
It's better than a poke in the eye, if you ask me.
How awesome is that? I have never heard of getting paid a dividend.
How'd the stock do, though, over the past month? If we got paid 2 cents for a dividend, how'd the stock do?
I'm going to check. Hold on.
I've heard dividend in Monopoly.
Yeah, I always used to say it pays immediate dividends, but I didn't know what that meant. Mm.
Take it for what you will.
Oh, our Apple stock, we have made 20%.
No, don't give me percent. I need to know money.
$2.04.
Great. Love it.
Boom!
Now we're talking.
What up, guys? You guys got any tips?
How much free spending money do we have? Spending power.
Spending power. Let me see. We have $2.02.
Okay. Well, we should put that 2-2 back in. Or we can sell something if you feel it's weak.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know. Oh, you know what we should maybe sell?
Or we can invest a little more.
I'm down to 30 more.
But how much? What's our goal here?
Make a million?
No.
A million?
What do we need to hit to cash out and collect our money, right? You need to set a good goal.
A good goal.
This is not retired. No, not a million. Oh, my God. You're going to have to invest a lot of money.
No, my high school geography teacher, she bought Dell stock before it was anything, and she became a millionaire.
But she probably had a decent amount of it, and then that blew up.
No idea. Miss Burghart was her name, and she ended up buying an RV. And
I'll send you $30 more right now.
All right, 30 more.
Amy, are you in for 30 more?
Sure, and it looks like New Holdings is actually a recommended buy.
Hey, that's why he took it.
Yeah,
he
boom, said that. See?
Are you putting in 30 as well?
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Okay, I just sent you $30 more.
Heck yeah, let's get rich.
Amy, are you seeing it, Tim?
Yes.
And you're putting in 30, so we'll go another 90.
Another 90, man. I'm going to go in here and buy something.
So how much did we have in there initially? So we did 60, then we did 120, and now we're doing 90 more?
90, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how much is that lunchbox?
Oh, we did. Yep. 90, 180, and then 90 more.
Uh-huh.
180, 90, 189.
You need a calculator?
No, hold on, Eddie. Shut up. 180 plus 90.
Yes.
Is... 270.
Yes, you can just do 9 times 3.
That a boy.
9 times 3.
Yeah. 27.
It's 27 out of 0. But you could also just add 100 and subtract 10.
Oh, man. My mind goes 9 times 3.
Me too.
All have different ways to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Now we're down $1.67 the past month.
This is the money that
the past week, we're down $1.63. In the past day, we're down 85 cents.
Can I get some eye contact for a second? Just eye contact for a split second.
Oh, we got good news. ASO, Academy Sports and Outdoors, it is up 4 cents today.
Can I get a little eye contact?
Boom. Down $1
lunchbox.
The last week.
Look at Bobby.
Oh, man. Academy?
Hey.
We are down $3.56 the last month. Gosh, we are struggling.
We're struggling. Hey,
I thought kids were going to be...
Little eye contact?
Sports equipment, yeah.
Let's take this 90, and I want you to invest all 90, into one stock you believe in.
Oh, boy.
He believes in?
What?
This is him. This is not us.
Okay.
But all 90.
Us.
Okay.
Once you get it in, I want you to invest into something. It could be, listen, you can put it all back in Apple.
And it could be just a half a stock, right?
Yeah, it could be whatever, but I want all 90 bucks to go towards what you're buying, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to tell us now unless you already have one.
No, I've got to figure out how to look at Hooters.
What, yep. the stock for the company, or has he got off into like page
six? No, the
six,
stock for the
or like Daily Mail. Hey, Wolf of Wall Street, I think you should jump in on something.
Wow, Aramark, that's a pretty good one.
Because I got to go to break.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Hey.
Who's the wolf?
Wingstop.
Oh, hey. Wingstop's good. I mean,
who doesn't like Wingstop's so good. But, hey, but the one by my house shut down, though, dude.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
You know what we need to do is we need to wait to do Wingstop around the Super Bowl because everybody buys wings.
But you can buy it cheaper, though, now.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Up to you. Are you going to go now or are we going to check in?
We're going to check in. Okay. Man, I got to do my research.
Hey, Roy, he's got to do his research, whatever that means. But it looks like we are up overall like $4 or $5.
Well, that's not that bad. It better be up than down.
It is.
That's what I'm saying.
We're up almost 10%, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I might have to send you some money. Where can I send you some money, Bobby?
We don't want it because we don't have to include you in paying you back. That's a problem. That's why us three.
Unless you want to be a shadow investor where you don't get any of your money back.
I never heard of a shadow investor where you don't get any of your money back.
Your money back?
I think that's a charity. That's just a charity, bud.
I was just trying it.
He made it up.
Until we meet again, Carolina Roy. That's his new name. If he calls, I need to know it's Carolina Roy because we like Roy.
All right, when I call Abby, I'll say it's Carolina Roy.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Hey, maybe you should call Abby.
You too, Bobby.
Hey, yeah, you think about ever dating Abby?
Hey, is she single?
Yeah, Abby's. She'll fall in love with you in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, I'm the same way.
Oh, God.
That's perfect, then.
All right.
Carolina Roy, talk to you soon, bud. Bye.
All right.
See you later.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We did a pick a bit this week where Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, myself, we all threw in a bit, and the show voted who got to talk about their bit, and I happened to get chosen because... Well, I found out some news about my future husband. I did a reading for Amy's cousin Amanda's new podcast, and she's a psychic. So we did this whole reading about my love life, career, all these crazy things. And she gave me some like detailed information about my future husband. So, you know, when you tease future husband news, kind of gets people. So that's what I teased, and I think it was pretty juicy. I mean, I got some real details, and now I'm excited about what's to come in the fall.
Number six.
It's time for Pick a Bit, where I've got four segments here, and anyone that's not listed gets to vote. So I'm going to read you the four segments, first of all. Amy's back in the dating game.
Ooh, that's good.
Eddie has, I saw a UFO and I got video footage.
Stupid.
Lunchbox has, how did Lunchbox scam a local charity?
Stupid.
And Morgan has...
Don't hate because you know it's good.
And Morgan has, I have found my future husband.
Ooh. Ooh.
So the voters are going to be me, Ray, and... Mike, do you know all the stories?
Yeah.
Okay, then I can't let you vote. Me, Ray, and Abby will be the voters. Okay?
That's a biased jury.
We're not a jury. We're just a voting.
Yeah, I'm just saying like...
Hey, Ray.
Yo.
You have... Which one would you like to hear? Amy's back in the dating game. Eddie saw a UFO and got footage. Lunchbox scammed a local charity. Or Morgan found her future husband.
It's between Morgan and Amy. I'm going to go with Amy. I got to know about these dates.
I'm going to go with Morgan.
What?
She found out who her future husband is. I feel like there's a little more there to Amy's back in the game. Like Amy can be messing with this a little bit. Because I don't know these stories either. Abby, which one do you want to hear?
Yeah, it's definitely between Amy and Morgan, but Morgan finding her future husband, like, I need to hear this.
Okay, then Morgan, you win.
Whoa.
So the headline is, I found out who my future husband is. Where does he live?
So he doesn't live in Nashville.
Okay.
I did a session with Amy's cousin, Amanda. And
her psychic cousin.
Yes, her psychic cousin. Uh-huh. And she told me all about my future husband. He doesn't live in Nashville. And she also told me that I'm going to meet him in the fall of this year.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's her describing what he looks like. I brought you guys some audio.
Okay.
He's tall and he has darker hair. He's really handsome, too.
I'm taking it as I have not met the love of my life. This is not somebody I've met before.
You have not met him yet. And it's because, I will tell you this, your energy field is shifting right now. And so it's shifting up, which means you're going to start attracting new people, places, experiences into your life over the course of the next few months. And new people appear because of the new experiences that are coming for you. So no, you haven't met them yet.
How did that make you feel?
It made me feel excited. Like it also made me feel that since I haven't met him yet, I was like, okay, well, that's good. At least I haven't, like, you know, missed up the opportunity on meeting my person.
Or somebody that you've dated or know knocked you up accidentally and you got married. You have to get married because of that.
Exactly.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh. For sure.
What?
That's all that's possible.
Your mind didn't go there?
No.
Oh.
And also, it's ridiculous. So now anybody that hits her up on a dating app, just know she's not serious about you because she's going to meet someone in the fall. So,
but she said live in Nashville. They could live in Antioch.
Yeah, they could still live in Tennessee.
Okay, Franklin. See, this is so stupid. They could live 3 minutes from her house and not be considered Nashville.
But that's all Amy's psychic cousin
said. Yeah, but that's so general. Mm-hmm. They, I mean,
fall is not.
No, fall's very specific.
Okay, so the dudes she meets in fall, we're all going to say, hey,
you know, you're fuck a thash.
What did I say?
That.
I did not. So any guy she meets in the fall, we're going to look at him and say, hey, you're the one. And she's going to say, oh, if he has blonde hair, can't date him. That's not my man.
There's going to be a lot of pressure if she goes on dates in the fall. Like,
all I will say is this. I'm not a believer in psychics. However, Amy's cousin has been so right so many times, even with me and proposing.
Oh, she was very specific on the month.
She was so specific. I didn't know what it was. Put it in an envelope, sealed it, boom, nailed it. There's been like three of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what I know about you, I think, is if you would have known that she said that month, you would have been like, well,
I'm not frozen that month.
I'm going to do a totally different month now just to prove that she's wrong, even though that was when I was actually going to do it.
Well, Morgan, congrats on your psychic prediction.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm excited. Maybe I'll meet the love of my life in fall.
No,
maybe.
You are.
100%.
100%. It's guaranteed.
Unless she meets him, but then she herself goes, I don't want it. And she pushes it away, even though he was there.
Amanda never says she's 100% accurate every single time. So,
but for Lunchbox's narrative to work where she's wrong, he has to present it as that.
Man, there was something crazy that happened. Scuba Steve witnessed it with my cousin. And it was like we were witnessing her kind of like, I was like, oh, shoot, this is an example of it being wrong.
Oh.
And then several months passed and it was like, oh, my God, she was right. That person was lying.
Really?
Or,
so
or
something happened. It was direct. It was absolutely the opposite of what she said, and you're like, aha, she's not right. But then it turns out the person was lying. Wow.
Or not lying, or something happened.
Trying to like fib or cover something up. It was a big time celebrity. Celebrity.
But how did she know about the celebrity? Did she talk to them?
I was doing the interview with the celebrity, and we were on Zoom. Scuba was on
Zoom. Is there a T
in
their name?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Maybe.
And,
yeah, got it. Got it.
And this particular celebrity loves psychics. And so Amanda happened to be with me and she was sitting right there and I just said, hey, my cousin's a psychic. She went over, they started talking. She was like, oh my gosh, so cool. Da, 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 da. When's your birthday? And then the celebrity asks her a very specific question and she gives her gut reaction. And then the person looked at her and was like, well, that can't be possible because da, 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 and like stated a fact. And then the rest of the day, I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't feel. And then like, sure enough, 3 months later, there was an announcement in the news. And Amanda said to me, she was like, I knew it, told you. She's like, I knew the whole time. She was like,
I remember this too. It's crazy. It's somebody's personal information. I don't want to say.
Yes, right.
But yeah.
She goes, I'm not always right, but I knew about this one.
Well,
maybe
there
it was
kind
of like she was trying to catch her in a.
Is there a vowel in her name? Yeah.
Yes.
I know who it is then. Yeah. So we have three bits that we didn't pick. Amy's back in the game. Eddie's UFO and Lunchbox's scam a local charity. Do you think Amy's going to pick that? You think people want to hear how you scam the local charity?
Yeah, because they could do it too.
Why would we want to
that's
do that?
That's funny. That's the reasoning you have.
Oh, my gosh.
So what we're going to do is give you control over which one that we do if you're a listener of the show. Verizon's My Plan is all about giving you control over your phone plan. You get exactly what you want. You only pay for what you need. And you turn on whatever perks that you want. And now control of our show. And this week it's Pick a Bit. So go to @ Bobby Bone Show on our socials. And we'll put it up there. We'll put something up there, right?
Yep, we're going to put it up.
And then you guys vote, and we'll do the one on Friday's show. You take control of the show and your phone plan with My Plan from Verizon. Pick a bit. Amy back in the game. Eddie, UFO, Lunchbox Scam. Is this one the easiest one ever?
No.
Okay.
Mine is really interesting.
I have video.
Lunchbox goes, because they may want to do it too.
So dumb.
And, it's funny.
But also, it's a way for the charity to make more money.
By them getting scammed?
Okay, well, pick a bit.
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We've been doing this new segment called Scuba Steve Suggests, where he brings on a bit of something he wants to talk about. You know, he's called out Lunchbox and his phone bill, and other things have happened within this bit. But this time this week, he wanted to talk about the last time everybody cried, because he recently cried when he was giving something away. And so he was like, well, when's the last time everybody else cried? And it got to be a pretty emotional segment, and we all actually saw a very real side of Lunchbox during this, so be prepared.
Number 5.
Scuba Steve, our executive producer, is in studio. We don't know what segment he's going to suggest here, but we do whatever he says. Scuba, what do you suggest?
So I want to get vulnerable for a second here. My wife set up a Facebook swap. It's where you basically go online, find people, you can give them things or sell it. We were just going to give it to somebody to donate. So I go out during the show the other day last week, and I'm gathering all the things, and I'm walking out to meet this lady, and it's like a bouncer, like things for my kids from the past that they don't use anymore. And as I'm walking out and even thinking about it, I got choked up because I realized as I'm giving these things to this woman, I'm no longer going to have children anymore. And I'm giving them to the lady and I start to cry. And I was like, hey, this is really hard for me, but I'm giving you these things right now.
Why are you guys laughing?
And I'm reflecting.
He literally said he wants to be vulnerable.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, both of you guys just snickered. He's literally having a
human emotion right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like you see something. Like you guys are laughing. You have four children, Eddie. That's right.
Yeah, Lunchbox cries about his kids. Don't get it.
Yeah. They're acting all big shot. But go ahead. I'm sorry they interrupted you. Sorry,
yes, man. And then for those who don't know, I had a vasectomy. That's why I can't have children anymore. But as I'm giving these items to this woman, I'm realizing I'm never going to have a baby again. I'm never going to be able to put a bouncer on the floor and put my kids into it. And I got so emotional. And she's like, yeah, your wife told me you're going to get emotional when you give this to me.
Oh, wow.
I was like, cool. Thanks a lot, babe. And so I'm walking back, and I could feel my eyes start to dampen a little bit. And then I'm like, I want to hold back, but then I just let it all flow. And I just start crying in the garage by myself. And I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. But I realized it's in a very emotional part of my life. And I wanted to know if you guys have had a moment recently where you've cried, and bonus points if it was somewhere weird or awkward.
Last time you cried. I don't have any bonus points, but I was in a
men's locker room.
You make one up. Yeah. I was in a porta potty, right? Bonnaroo.
And I saw poop on the wall, and it made me think, oh. All right.
Amy.
Car. In my car.
This morning?
20 minutes ago.
I mean, but before the segment or what?
Maybe it's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah.
No, but I was in my garage and I.
When?
I mean, gosh, I guess in the last handful of days. I can't tell you exactly day, but yeah, I mean, it's just been, it's been a roller coaster for a while. And I think that I pulled up to my house. My garage is very, like, things, half the things are gone. There's things missing. And like, my house is honestly very empty right now.
That could definitely be
right.
Sad.
I have no couch, chairs, my dining room got replaced, so that's good. I have something for that, but I just have to.
But he took the dining room?
The dining room set went to his house.
What did he leave? Because everything's gone, it seems like.
Ceiling fan. Left the ceiling fan.
Like the fixtures and the walls?
Well, this is the way we chose to divide it up. I'm not, in no way do we need to paint this that he like took stuff.
No, I know, but everything that we're talking about is gone. You never mention, hey.
Oh, yeah, the washer and dryer. Yeah.
That would have been crazy if you took the washer, not the dryer.
Or one kid. And they never see each other again. Like, I'm taking this one. So, right. Like, well, what did he, and all jokes aside.
I know, yeah.
Because I don't want to, he's not just a taker. What's your favorite thing that you get to keep?
These orange.
Or socks. It's like something like that.
No.
Oranges, you said? You kept the oranges?
Did you keep the fridge?
The orange?
Yes, because it's...
He let her have the bowl of oranges.
I have the kind of fridge that it's built into the...
Yeah. Oh, good. So what was your favorite thing to keep?
I got to keep these orange chairs. Oh. I chose to keep.
That's cool.
When we divided, there's these four velvet orange chairs.
Good.
And let's see, a rug.
What about patio?
I feel like you live in college. I feel like Amy's a college kid again in an apartment. She got posters on the wall.
She's got a
blow-up
couch.
From that rack at Walmart with the slap slaps.
I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, thank you for sharing that, for being vulnerable. Eddie, last time you cried.
Man, this is like a year ago. We were moving houses, and I was trying to coordinate. It had just been a long week. Coordinating painters to come in and new carpet for the old house and all that. And it had just been exchanging things. It was 5 days of nonstop. And then finally, the last day, the painter said, I need this kind of paint. So I go, I spend $500 worth of paint. And I take it to him, and he says, that's the wrong paint. I said, all right, well, let me go back and exchange it. And I go exchange it, and they're like, we're not accepting that paint.
They already mix it?
They'd already mixed it.
Oh, I've done that before. Not that much.
Dude.
I had to cry out of frustration.
I started crying.
Yep.
overpaid. Yeah, I started crying. I called my wife and I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I
like,
bet.
I don't want this house. I don't want to sell the house. Like, I'm done. She's like, it's okay. Calm down. It's okay. Calm down. We'll figure it out.
$500.
Dude, the fact that I could not, I'd lost $500 on paint and I was not going to get it back. And it was 5 days of just nightmare. I started to cry.
So Amy's was kind of sad or happy to new beginnings, but unknown. Yours is frustration. Lunchbox.
Last time I cried was probably about a week and a half ago. My friend Joy from high school passed away from cancer. What?
He's answering the question.
You guys asked me a question. That's true. It's the true question. Like,
I think they thought it was you because you always do jokes. Or they didn't think it was going to be so dark and sad. But I'm glad that you did that. Yeah. If that's really what happened.
That's what happened.
You're not making this up.
No, absolutely not. I'm not making it up.
But don't say absolutely not because you do make stuff up. But yes, I agree. I'm with you. I think you did great.
Yeah,
that's a great
answer. It was a week and a half ago. Like, she passed away. She went into hospice and they said she had a certain amount of days to live. And we sent videos and stuff. And
sorry to hear that.
Sorry for your loss, man.
I think as much as you make stuff up, they thought at first you were kidding and you went over the line kidding. But
it's the boy who cried wolf thing.
No, I don't ever make things up. No.
Okay, but you can't say that here. Okay. You also can't say that here because that's not true. Because then we start to think you're lying about everything. And I know you're not lying about this.
I'm not lying.
No. But you do make stuff up sometimes. I'm on your team here. They were like, oh, I'm with you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry to our family and for your loss.
Thank you.
And that's a very difficult thing. A lot of us have dealt with family members that have died of cancer, Amy included.
Yep.
And that sucks. But you can't say, I don't make stuff up, because then you make it, then it becomes trivial.
And then you were the first one to laugh at Scuba Steve for crying over something.
Well, handing over a bouncer.
Lunchboxes was hardcore.
Yeah, but it wasn't just a bouncer. It was the meaning behind it, knowing that I won't have any more children and I still wanted more kids. That's what was hard for me to accept.
Death. Right. Death, which is life. Absolutely
no
fair.
Life.
Amy's is to new beginnings.
Sadness.
And Eddie's is for paint.
Well, I feel stupid now.
No, all for different reasons.
That was so dumb.
That's why I'm glad he brought it up. We all, mine. We were in Utah. I'm very close with my brother-in-law named DJ Gasso. He went over to coach Utah. The team was, it was not a good team. And he is an awesome dude. Great softball coach. And he went over and I was there whenever they made it in the College World Series for the first time since like the 90s. And when they had won, and I don't know, I was kind of embarrassed. And like, I was just so happy for him that I freaking started crying in the stand. I didn't let anybody see. I think I was picking my eyes. I was doing something, my glasses or whatever. But like, I was like, why am I crying? And then it's one of those times where, for me, I was just so happy for somebody else that I started crying. Like, tears were coming down.
Tears of joy.
Yeah, I don't know if joy is the word.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't like just super joyous for me. I think I was just so proud for what he had done through all that hard work and moved across the country and like sacrificed so much and that.
And you have family, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, that's weird.
You know, loving something about your family.
Maybe that's why it's so weird.
Yeah. You actually felt it because, and I'm sure the energy in the stadium too, like there was probably a lot of your feeling things.
Most people
everybody.
Were just like, we can't believe it. Yeah.
Right, but there.
But I was like,
I don't know.
DJ. I was like recording him walking down. Like, I was recording him way too much with my phone.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. Proud. Well, Scuba Steve, I'm sorry that had to happen.
It's okay. It's life.
As a wise man once said, ooh, blah, dee, ooh, blah, da, life goes on.
It does.
Bruh.
And it will. Da, 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 life goes on. Everybody now. Ooh, blah, dee, ooh, blah, da, life goes on. Yeah. Goes on. All right, thank you, everybody.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Amy was out for a little bit because she was sick, and because of that, we obviously couldn't talk about her segment. So when she came back from being sick, we did an All Amy All the Time segment where we basically got a whole lot of updates on a lot of different things. We found out about her first residual movie check that she got. We got an update on her water bill, and she sent a very important email. So just fun stuff coming from Amy, and that's why it's called All Amy All the Time.
Number four.
All Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time.
I have no idea what this is, so.
Well, you got sick and you missed, and then your voice has been shot for a little bit. So as the manager will do, sometimes they don't use their star players a lot and let them heal back.
Right.
Even like Countdown that Amy and I record, I'm like, hold off. So I have a lot of stuff that I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
That I just want to roll All Amy All the Time.
Roll it.
One, two, three. I have six things.
Oh, my.
Wow. That's okay. Why we call it Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time.
All right, hit me.
Number one, movie residuals.
Oh, I got a check from Holiday Harmony.
But you got paid initially.
I did.
On HBO.
Yes, so it was a Christmas movie. I filmed it last May, so I got...
How much you make initially?
I don't... It was in the...
Just say it.
I think you said
it. Our listeners want honesty from us.
I know,
I've had to adjust because, listen, I was always ashamed when I started to be successful. Let me just be really frank for a second. I've said it. I grew up extremely poor, poverty even. I have now made a good living to sometimes a great living, and I will have to just be like honest with people. And it's weird to say, but I think our listeners want honesty more than they want boo-hoo.
Yeah.
So how much did you
make? I didn't remember the exact amount.
$1 million,
like,
she said.
No,
oh,
like,
wow.
$5,000 or so.
$5,000, okay.
Okay, so then yesterday I get this thing at work. Like an envelope from my mailbox.
This thing.
Oh,
you
I've heard of this.
Mail?
Well, they finally moved our mailboxes downstairs. Uh-huh. And what do you know? This check was sent to me in February, but I just got it.
Because you moved?
Yeah. Morgan was like, Amy, I think there's mail in your
Wait,
mailbox.
Wait, not moved.
The mailbox moved.
Got it.
Here at work. So I got it. Luckily, I got it in time because it says void within 180 days. And it's for $500.
You got a residual for $500?
Yes, because it said this. The reason why was for foreign showing.
Wow.
Which I don't even know what that means.
What if she's like searching for Silverman, which is a documentary mm-hmm. that I almost put in the movie docs, the movie challenge we did?
Sugarman.
Yeah. Saving Silverman's the other movie. Mm-hmm. Searching for Sugarman, thank you. Where he doesn't know he's wildly famous in
Brazil,
yeah,
I believe.
Like South America.
Right.
Or South America.
Or Africa.
So
now I need to reach out to Warner Brothers and be like, what do you mean by foreign?
We also just say stuff.
I think it's South Africa.
But did they dub over our voices with other languages?
I would love to know where that was.
Same.
Lunchbox, you jealous. She's now made $5,500 acting.
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
Not jealous, angry.
Will the residuals continue out of nowhere?
They will in a way. Like when I did Band Slam with Vanessa Hudgens, I got checks for years. And I was paid a few thousand bucks up front. And then that was in the theater. And they started showing in other places. This one TV was more linear only. I would get checks constantly. Okay. From it, but they would go down every time.
That's what they call mailbox money.
Yeah, but now I'll get one occasionally for $2.
Okay.
And if I'm being honest, that check never gets cashed because it's like $1.30 and it costs me more gas than to go to the bank. So I go, yeah. That's awesome though. Congratulations.
So fun.
Next up, we're going to play Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time. Your water bill, is it lower now that you've had it fixed?
Well, I hired this company to come out and find my leak because my water bills have been outrageous for like a year. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars at this point. And, well, do you want to guess?
No. Which
one? How are we going to guess?
Okay, it worked, guys. Guess how much my bill was.
Okay, we're done guessing.
$20.
$1
million. $1.
$87.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know.
To the hundreds that it was.
I was like, I was eagerly
That's really
waiting
great.
For. I've never been so excited to wait for a bill that I have to pay than I was waiting for this bill. And the fact that it was low, I was like, okay, worth the investment to hire the people that found the leak.
We give you a hard time, just like there, but that's actually great news because you struggle with it for so long.
Yes. What about the swamp? Is it still there?
Yeah.
Your yard's still wet?
No, because it's problem solved.
All right.
Okay, next up. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Someone hit your car?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Have I not updated you on this? I don't even want to admit what really happened.
Oh.
Oh.
So there's the original, which is Amy said that somebody hit her car.
Yeah.
So tell that story as you were going to tell it before you got sick.
I thought someone backed into me because there's like two little, like a trailer hitch probably backed into me because there's paint scraped a little bit and two lines perfectly like right in parallel lines right below my license plate.
So somebody's trailer hitch, boat probably.
Right.
Guy drove a boat.
Lower. Right. Yeah. I thought for sure. Oh gosh.
But there's an update to the first story that we hadn't even talked about?
Yeah.
What happened?
I just realized it the other day. Okay, so I pulled into the garage, but there was these boxes that were keeping me from pulling all the way forward. And I thought I was forward enough, but I started to shut the garage and then realized, you know how a garage, like right in the middle, there's metal things that go with the rolly, parallel lines. I see it go down and scrape my car. And I'm like, whoa.
The garage on your car?
I didn't know though. And the thing is, I guess whenever I thought someone hit me, that means I parked that way previously and shut the garage and walked inside and had no idea that happened.
So you hit
But luckily this time I caught it. So now I'm never going to do this again. I moved the boxes and we are good to go.
Amy all the time.
Right.
Amy all the time. Amy all the time.
That's honestly something that could happen to anybody.
Nope. No, really.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. Yes.
Does it happen to anybody else?
Nope.
All right, next up.
Okay, it's fine though. I'm going to fix it. Just a little wax on, wax off. We're good.
Miyagi, chill. Amy, you emailed the CFO.
Yes.
Why would you email the CFO of our company? Yeah. I like it that you did. I think it's super cool. It's initiative. It's brave. It's nerve-wracking to email the head of the company.
Well, I hosted the... Yeah, because did you know when I hosted this, I learned he's not only CFO, he's president and COO. Three titles. And I hosted this fireside chat thing, this whole event where he was getting honored with a philanthropic award. Mm-hmm. And then specifically on stage, I was with him hosting a
Q&A. I heard you did a great job, by the way.
Oh, from?
A few people.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So I thought... well, I'm going to send him a thank you for having, I don't know who picked what, but hey, whatever. I was there with him doing a job he needed me to do. So I thanked him for having me and it was an honor to be there, blah, blah, blah. And I got his email and of course I went back and forth of what I should write. I kept it short and sweet. Don't worry. I didn't want to go on and on. He's a busy man. But then I decided no subject line, you know?
Why?
I don't know. My friend told me that had like, you know,
mystery?
Yeah, manly business energy or something.
Manly like, okay, business
I'll do
energy?
That. I don't know. I just decided it was
sometimes do no subject line.
See?
Not on purpose.
Oh.
I also have terrible tone in email because I don't have tone in email.
Oh.
Because I just write my sentence. I write what I need. I just want to be efficient.
Yeah.
But then I'm told you should put subject lines and be a little softer.
Dang.
But that's good. Good for you. You may just look like...
I went like, hey, this is no big deal. I'm business,
totally
your business.
Cool. I'm business,
I'm
your business.
I'm going to send you an email. Uh-huh. And then,
you reply?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is this?
Rich.
No, that's what his reply was.
Oh, new phone, who dis?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I did.
New laptop, who dis?
Okay, because also I sent it from my Gmail.
Okay. Why would you not send it from your iHeart account? Head of iHeart.
I don't know. I didn't want to log in. It was like, I don't know.
What in the world?
So okay. I think he's fine. He's fine. Because one time our CEO, Bob Pittman, emailed me from an AOL. So I was like,
I used to run AOL.
Oh, that's why.
Crazy.
Shoot.
Well, okay. He's the OG.
Yeah.
Shoot, yeah, I mean, he replied to me, I think.
Said,
right here, it's not showing a reply, but I swear he did.
Or thank
did
you, fill in blank person. You're, well, good. I'm glad that you sent him a message.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So I sent my note and he replied back. Was really great, Amy. Thank you. Cannot thank you enough for hosting the conversation and more important, what you do for our listeners day in and out. What a difference you make. Thank you.
Yeah. Look at her.
I don't know.
Definitely written by his assistant.
What? It says it's his signature line, Rich. wrestler.
That's good. I'm glad you did that. All seriousness. That's great.
But
good
I took
you.
Initiative because I didn't
it.
Have
you have
to.
Definitely been taking a lot of initiative lately, and I like it. And good for you.
Whatever.
So
I even wrote that in my thing about you when I was writing nice things about people on Instagram. Everybody on the show got a nice little blurb about him. I said that about you.
Said what? I saw you said I grow. I'm which this is me growing.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. Well, that's it. That's what we call all Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. No more.
You have another one?
Just raise your hand. We're out of time.
No, I don't
hey,
have
Amy,
more to
we
say.
We are out of time.
No,
you
just
wanted. Clapped at me and pointed.
No, I wanted to close it out.
Okay.
With the fact that I think to anybody listening, just don't be scared to like send a note like that or take initiative.
Agreed.
Or do something for yourself.
If you want something, be the squeaky. It would almost be annoying.
Which I wasn't, I mean, who knows? That email's not going to be a total game changer for me, but it opens correspondence.
We're out of time.
Okay, Lunchbox is writing emails here right now.
Yeah, I'm going to start emailing the executives of the company.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Good?
Yeah.
The problem with that segment is she...
I know.
She does tend to run long, just in general.
I try to be concise.
And I can see Scuba Steve start to get, like, big eyes, like, you got to stop her. And I hope you felt heard.
I felt heard.
Good.
Honestly, I feel with that many segments, I was concise.
Good. Bah, I don't know about that. All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Jake Owen was on the show this week. He's always a super fun interview, but even more than just Jake Owen being in here, his daughter Pearl also was here with him. And so she came on for a few minutes, talked about her favorite and least favorite song of his. Jake also shared his Mount Rushmore of influential people for his career and his music. And of course, he has a new album out called Loose Cannon. So just super fun having Jake Owen and Pearl stop by the studio for basically a whole hour. And you'll love this interview. Here it is.
Number three. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
His name's Jake Owen. He's got 10 number one songs. His first one ever, 2011, Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Never gonna grow.
His second one ever, Alone With You.
I can't be alone with you.
He's got so many good songs. I don't even know where to go. His eighth one was Homemade.
There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always
his
be the
best,
man.
In my opinion, the most fun song he ever did, got to like number two only. And I don't know if we have a clip of it. It's like, I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. Now, I mean, like, that's the one for me. That's like a fun one. But yeah, Jake's here. He's got a new album out today that is called Loose Cannon. He's a real good golfer. He acted in Our Friend with Casey Affleck. He's just 9 credits away from a degree in English and political science. Look at this guy doing it all. He's here today to talk about a new album. Here he is, Jake Owen.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Jake Owen.
Got a new album out today. It's called Loose Cannon. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you guys.
So I was looking at your Instagram story. You have a bunch of chickens at the house now?
Oh, yeah. We have 8 of them.
So did you build the chicken coop type? Where is that thing?
Well, yeah, we did. I had a guy kind of help us with it, but I needed a large home for these chickens. You know, they're world class champion chickens. Got them at the co-op, the Tractor Supply.
Okay, so you,
I wanted to make sure that they were living their life, and so I got them a nice coop. It's a little nicer than probably a coop, but yeah, they just started laying eggs. So,
how long do you have them before the eggs start to lay? Since you don't really know their age.
Right.
Well, we got Eller, our dog. We didn't really know how old she was.
When did he start laying eggs?
Well, she didn't lay eggs, and she's a dog, so none. But yes, but we didn't really know how old, so chickens, you definitely don't know.
Chickens, you definitely don't know. We didn't even know which ones were going to be hens and which ones are roosters. Pearl just picked them out based off of, you know, their cuteness at the time. And it turned out to be 5 of them were roosters, and 3 of them were hens.
So does that mean that the 3 hens have 5 boyfriends to switch from? Like, are they all mating, but now it's 5-on-3?
That's a great question. I'm not into that kind of thing.
Well, because if it were like 6-on-2, that'd be even worse. But 4-on-4 would have been
nice. But one of the hens, the back of her head has been pecked out. So, yes.
Dead?
So no, she's the one that's been laying the eggs, too.
So just her little feathers are gone?
Yes, which at first I thought, because I do a lot of research on these chickens these days, that they're so-called, like, about this time of their age, they start molting for the first time.
Shedding.
And right.
Oh, you know, Amy has, that's what she did in college.
You raised chickens?
No, she did. Texas A&M.
Well, I have an ag degree from Texas A&M.
Okay.
But also I love birds, so.
You do?
And I, birds that visit my feeder.
Birds aren't even real.
Exactly. What?
They're not. Didn't you not know that?
What?
Birds aren't real.
Yeah. I don't know. Shut up. Okay.
No, they're not. They were here. They were planted here by the government years ago.
So I have a cardinal that would visit me, and he looked like he'd been in a fight. And a cardinal was missing all his feathers. Looked like he'd been beaten up in a fight. And I researched it, molting.
Right.
He's molting.
Speaking of cardinals, I have a fond appreciation for cardinals. Since the time I was a child, my mom always told me, a lot of people probably know this, but like a cardinal can be like a sign of someone from your previous life.
She thinks her mom's a cardinal. Her mom died. She thinks her mom's a cardinal.
Hey, so my best friend growing up, she was my dad's best friend, but she was like another mother to me. Her name was Pearl. And the day she passed away, I was leaving the hospital and like this cardinal wouldn't, I would see it everywhere. I swear it was the same cardinal. And to this day, every day I'll see like a cardinal somewhere. I feel like it's Pearl. And then my little girl, Pearl, I feel like that's, but anyways, we started talking about chickens and cardinals.
Well, no, I wasn't even making a joke about Amy. Like she really,
so I guess birds are real.
Her mom.
Yeah, no, I really, the morning my mom passed away, which it was, she was in hospice care, but at my sister's house, and my sister, it was in her bedroom, set it all up, and there's this window by this tree, and after my mom had passed away, that, like, this cardinal came to visit right there, and my sister and I were like, oh, well, and so ever since that moment, I mean, obviously, you know that people have said that forever,
right.
But then for us, anytime we see,
like, solidifies it, yeah.
A cardinal, and then my dad's a Blue Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only cardinal I like is Jim Edmonds, maybe Ozzie Smith. Other than that, all good.
What kind of bird do you think you'll be when you come back?
Eagle.
Nice.
Why would I not?
Can I hear your screech, like your best one? You can't be an eagle if you don't have a screech. That's pretty good.
That's like a crow.
Yeah.
But all right. Yeah.
You know what?
You guys that's like your critics?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Look,
everybody. You mean Uwahali? That's what you would be?
Take a break. Eagle. Let's all take a break. Jake Owen is here. He's got a record out today, On the Boat Again. We'll talk about that in just a second as far as all the songs. But we're going to play the single right now, On the Boat Again, which it is just the best song. It is possibly the best summer song in 5 years. It's that good.
Wow. I really appreciate that.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
Well, thank you. I retweeted a very hateful post yesterday that I read about the song. People are like, "Hate it. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it." And I think that's why, you know, that's why I like it.
It's kind of so good.
Awesome.
It's, yes.
What are people talking about?
Because it's rooted in an awesome song that has stood the test of time. And then you have made it your own because of who you are. It makes sense for you.
It feels good to me. I wasn't sweating it. I'm just doing what I do. And I love, from the time I was a kid.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And I've been on boats. And so I love Willie Nelson too. And it's a nice marriage of both worlds. So thanks for playing it. Thanks for saying that.
It's been like 4 years since you put out a body of work. Why so long on a new record?
I think that's a great question. I've made a lot of music. I've been touring a lot. You know, the 2020 thing was kind of a bit weird for everyone. And so take that year out of it. So it's been 3 years since I put out a record. I don't know. I think I've just been just doing other things.
I hear you, man. Me too.
To be real with you.
Just doing some stuff here. Chilling, right, guys?
Yep.
No, just hanging out.
No, I mean, I've been touring just as much as I always have.
I hear you. It's just frustrating for like fans, like myself, big fan, that we're like, give us some more.
I'm going to start giving people a lot more music, and I'm going to give people a lot different sides of kind of who I am as far as like just an artist. I feel like I have never really been able to do that, and that's been a big goal of mine, is to put out as much music as possible. But, you know, I'm lucky that a few years back I switched labels and went to Big Loud, and they've really helped amplify a lot of things in my career. But at the same time, too, sometimes it's hard. You can be throttled as an artist. All of us as artists, we all want to put out as much stuff as possible at any given time. And then you've got people that are like, nope, not yet. And so you got to play that game, too. So I'm excited to get some more music out. But this record that's coming out has a lot of songs on it, so...
Do your Mount Rushmore of musical influences for influences on who you are musically as an artist now. Who would you put on that?
I could tell you like who I enjoy. I don't know like if it's who I am.
You know, you can do whatever. I mean, it could be whomever.
I love Alan Jackson.
Okay.
I just, from the time I was a kid, and I don't think anybody would tell you that my music sounds like Alan Jackson, but I've always loved the simplicity and the songwriting of his songs. I love the way that just made you, like, even Chattahoochee to me was like a summer fun song that I always just even still go back to. So Alan Jackson will definitely be on my Mount Rushmore of country music. And it doesn't even necessarily need to be country music. I love Van Halen.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be country music. It's just at all. Yeah.
So I love Van Halen. You could catch me on any given day listening to a Van Halen song, but I will also have listened to a
Chattahoochee.
Alan Jackson song. So those are those two. I think the middle ground in between those two would probably be something like the Eagles or James Taylor, something that's like breezy, feels good, it's pleasant to your ear. And then on the backside of going towards the Alan Jackson side of things, I'd go back towards like a Don Williams, like a very, which is really a goal of mine to put out that type of record sometime soon. And then,
well, that's four.
That's four. Yeah, yeah. And then my final one would probably
be. No, there's only four. And you've actually done five there. You already kind of cheated the system.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even get into hip hop.
That's yet. What I was going to say. You did leave that out, but I guess you don't get it. No hip hop.
It's okay. But who would I mean, you have I put? Love hip hop, but like, I think I could live on an island for the rest of my life and not hear that kind of, like, I would take the Van Halen, the Don Williams.
You're a big hip hop. I am too. We're both big hip hop fans. If I was surprised, who would you put? Let's say you get to add one more hip hop.
And I could add hip hop?
Yeah.
Outkast. That Southern Playlistic Cadillac Funky Music album.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And it kind of put Atlanta on the map.
They did.
For hip hop.
1996.
There are a lot of songs on the record. We keep doing this. We do a Behind the Music Outkast.
Cool.
16 songs. So the reasons that records are getting longer is, why did you put out so many songs in your mind?
Because it's been a long time since I put out music, and I just felt like if I'm going to put music out, and as you've seen a lot of artists lately, I don't necessarily agree. I'll be honest with you. I don't necessarily agree that putting more songs on an album is better. I actually think it could be worse.
I think it could be worse for the listener. However, if you put a whole bunch, the likelihood of some of them sticking, I do see that. Like
I just don't think, I genuinely believe, like, I don't care how good an artist you are. Like, all these artists that I told you that I love, I don't want to listen to a 30-song album.
Agree.
Like, I don't.
But maybe there are five songs out of the 30 that you do end up loving, just a numbers game.
Totally. But I think, like, I think that that you just have to be, like, I would like to hone in more on quality over quantity. But then again, it's all about just, like, feeding the beast right now. So I can understand why there's a effort to put out as much music as possible, for sure.
It's been due, man.
Here it is. It's here. It's here, y'all.
Jake's album is out now. It is called Loose Cannon. We're going to come back with Jake one more time in just a second. Of all, because you have 10 number ones here, which one to you, because I'm going to play whatever your answer is here, which one of all those number ones were you most surprised that it was the hit it was? Not that it wasn't good. Maybe you thought, I love this song so much, I just don't see it being a hit. It could be for any reason. Of all of your number ones, which one were you like, wow, I can't, this is cool. I can't believe this is the number one song.
Mm.
I can answer for you if you don't have one immediately.
I'll gladly take your answer.
I would say it's probably Best Thing Since Backroads, because I think we were having dinner once and you were like, this is a really good song. I love it. It's so catchy. I just didn't expect it to catch on like it did when it did. So because it was like, boom, hit.
Yeah, that was definitely one that was cool. I think Made For You for me was, I knew that people would gravitate towards that song from a love aspect and a reality of that feeling of having someone in your life that was made for you. But it's also like 4 minutes long.
It's the greatest song. I mean, you know.
And so to get played on radio, you know, that's a long song.
That was our wedding
song.
Was
during 2020 and I wasn't touring. So I didn't even know that song was connecting the way it was until 2021. I went out and started playing it for the first time and it was it had been a number one song while none of us could play. So it was just like when you release a song and you play it on the road and watch it grow and then become a number one, I've been able to do that 9 times previous to that. But that song was like, I'd never played it, but the minute I played it in 2021, it was already a hit. So it was pretty neat. That was an experience that was cool.
We should do that one. I remember calling Jake going, hey, we're going to walk down the aisle to this song at our wedding, but we're going to play it instrumental. Dude, we're just going to let you know it's going to be playing, so don't, like, feel like you have to stand up and start singing or anything. It's mostly just like, you're going to hear your own song as we're walking down.
Would that have been weird, though, if, like, during your wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you didn't tell me to stand up and sing, but I just like, can't help myself.
He's like, fine.
And the girl's playing the violin, and it's like, water towers for me.
We have uncomfortable questions from our listeners coming up in a second with Jake. The new album, Loose Cannon, is out now. What's the song right now? You've probably spent different seasons with this record as you made it. What's a song right now that you hear and you're like, man, I'm so proud of that one song. I'm going to play everybody one song. What is it?
I think Loose Cannon. That's why, I named the album Loose Cannon. It does have a lot of similarities to a song like Made For You. It's about finding the anchor in your life. Like, as long as you're my anchor, baby, I'll be your loose cannon. And I feel like I've kind of been that guy my whole life, and I'm lucky that I have ladies in my life that are my anchors. So that one for sure.
Ray, would you play some of that, please?
As long as you're my anchor, baby, I'll be your loose cannon.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And I think we should clarify that Jake's daughter is in the room, and he pointed at her.
He wanted me to mention her being here or not.
Oh,
yeah. I'm so look.
Probably good.
I am so proud of this kid right here. She's 10 years old. She's here for the summer.
Pull that mic down a little bit too.
All summer she's here with me, hanging out.
How's it been in town with your dad?
Really fun.
Yeah. What's the best thing about him as a dad?
We get to do a lot of fun stuff together.
Yeah. I mean, you've been going to shows since you were like tiny, huh? Like, as long you just remember. Probably forever, just going to shows, right?
Yeah.
And like putting the headphones on, and then I remember seeing pictures of her, like you taking her on stage, tiny, just like protecting her ears.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to be a singer at all? Do you like that life?
A little.
Yeah. Can you sing?
She's really good.
She is.
She's kind of in a weird way. I see a lot of myself in her from a standpoint of where she gets bored with things. Like, she can get decent at something and then she just wants to move on to the next thing. And I was always like that. But I've encouraged her to just do anything she wants. Like, I'm not going to push anything on her. She just competed in a drive, chip, and putt.
You play golf?
Well,
a little.
That's what I'm saying. I said to her, I went down to watch her do it. And when I picked her up and I said, have you been practicing, Pearl? I mean, this is kind of a big deal. Like, there's going to be, she's like, no, not at all. I was like, you're just going to show up and do it. She's like, yeah, we'll see what happens. And we got there and she did. She showed up. She did pretty good. But the girl that hit before her was the youngest girl to ever try to compete for the US Open women's. She was 9 years old.
Wow.
So yeah, she's pretty cool. But, Pearl's just, she's doing anything she can.
Well, I'm going to ask you two music questions, Pearl, real quick, and then we'll leave you alone here. Your favorite song of your dad's ever, if you had to pick one?
Solo.
Oh, from the new record? Ray, would you play a little bit of Solo?
Yeah.
Is
this your favorite song ever?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling pretty high, but I'm down. Holding on tight, cause you let go. Going in or getting over that.
Gotta love that your kids love a drinking song, you know?
Well, and... You know, it was funny, but she knew immediately, like she went right to solo. What about the song that you're okay if you never hear him play again?
Oh, wow.
Anywhere With You, because I've heard it so much.
Yeah. It's a good one though. Did you like it at first?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I remember you were standing side stage at our show and she was like, Barefoot Blue Jean Night. Oh my God. I've heard it. You've heard this 10,000 times.
Yeah. Oh, that too.
Yeah. That too. the record is out. It is Loose Cannon. It's out today. I do have to do a few uncomfortable questions from our listeners. Here we go. Does anyone call you Joshua?
Nobody does.
Hilarious story on the Bobbycast. I had no idea this. You didn't. There was like somebody already named your name when you moved here, and you had to pick Jake Owen.
Yeah, well, my granddad's
Herbert Sanchez. That's the funny thing.
I knew it.
My granddad's name was Jake. I never met him. He's my mom's father. And she always told me how much he loved country music. And so when I moved here, there was Josh Grayson, Josh Turner, and there was another Josh Owen.
That's the crazy part, that somebody had
was
your
Jake.
Name.
So I took
your
my granddad.
Your mom calls you that.
My mom doesn't. I think she'll slip into Jake. She doesn't call me Joshua. She
Josh.
Say Josh.
Yeah, because that's almost like, who's she? Huh? Yeah.
Does anybody ever call you Bob?
No, because that ain't my name.
Whoa.
It's literally not my name. It's not Robert. It's literally Bobby.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, don't ever say it again. I get mad.
He hates it. That was awkward.
Here we go. Yeah.
Not really. Not
no,
for me. It
no,
wasn't.
It's not awkward.
I got fired up about it. I was like, I've got something now.
Nobody ever. Okay, second one. Have you ever taken someone on a tour, don't say who it is, and found out, I don't really like them as much as I do. I thought I would as a person.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Totally.
And
like what tour?
No, don't do that. And then finally,
they know.
What do Jake Owen's tattoos mean? Is there anything you want to mention about your tattoos?
The first one I ever got right here says Pearl. Right on my wrist. And that was before Pearl was ever even born. It was for my friend I mentioned earlier, Pearl. And I remember when I got it, she was so mad at me. She said, why would you do that? And I said, because I'll always have you with me. And I said, and then if I ever have a little girl, her name will be Pearl, so it'll just be fitting. And it was.
Is your dad cool, Pearl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, it kind of gets on your nerves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. All right, cool.
All right, I'm a good girl dad, though.
Jake's out on the road doing a lot of shows. Go. It's you, and you took Tyler Booth and Dave's Highway, right?
Yeah.
That's a good show. Dave's Highway, they're good, man.
They're great. So is Tyler Booth. He's a good, funny guy, great music, and I'm excited to get out there.
Yeah, go to jakeowen.net.
Thank y'all.
JakeOwen.net. The new record's out today. It is called Loose Cannon. Jake, always great to see you.
Thank you guys.
Go stream the crap out of it. Save the songs you like and stream them. If you leave the house, leave it streaming at home. He could use the money. He's got chickens to pay for.
That's right.
There he is. Jake Owen, everybody. Yeah. All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We all got on the show this week, and it was not by a scam, surprisingly. No, it was actually by Bobby and Dr. Lori. So you recall that he had a coin that was worth $100,000? Well, she called back in to talk about that coin, and we all got. That's all I'm going to say. In case you haven't heard this bit yet, you may have gotten got, too.
Number two.
My respect for Dr. Lori has grown leaps and bounds since the last time she was on the show.
I bet it has.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I had three coins that I just don't remember why I saved these coins, but I did save them. I bought them, I think, and then I saved them. And so one was worth like $75, one was worth like $100. But the third one, she said, was worth $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought it was going to be, I said 10,000. I thought when I looked it up online, it was going to be 10,000. I can't believe that they're that extra zero.
That's a big difference.
Although I didn't know all the errors that was in the coin. Mm-hmm. And so we're all a little shocked by this. Dr. Lori, what would you like to say about this?
I mean, in terms of it, it's symbolic of the comeback of the American economy after the Great Depression, which is why it's important.
Yes.
It's also important because the people who collect these kinds of coins are involved in the financial world.
Boom.
Liberty Head coins are important. It's called the Peace Dollar from 1934.
Yep.
And you'll notice that as well. Lots of errors and rare elements on the particular coin. So it's interesting to see.
It is. It's very interesting to see everybody's face in the studio because I'm totally screwing with you guys. It is not worth $100,000. Ah, suckers!
Why would you do that?
Wait, what's it worth?
What the
crap? Here's the thing. No.
What is she?
I totally got Dr. Lori to screw with you guys. I have no idea how much the coin is worth. I've been doing this bit for you guys for like 2 weeks, just dragging you along. Yes. And Dr. Lori, who has high integrity, I was like, come on, Dr. Lori, just do it for me. Do me a solid.
This
here.
Has to be the
I
first time
you
she's done
solid,
this.
Solid, Bobby Bones. Let me tell you, you owe me big. I want to cook with with Trisha Yearwood, and I want you to set it up.
Yes. See?
Now you owe me, buddy.
For her to...
Hold on.
Yes,
hold on.
Yes, Ellen Sparks.
Now, is this a second mess with us? Like, so
it's not. It is not. It's not a second mess with. I don't even know how much the coin's really worth. You know, she gave us the first two. I don't even know if that was real. But I was like, Dr. Lori, please let me play a joke on these guys tell them this coin's worth $100,000.
Oh,
and for days, you guys have been being extra nice to me.
All
don't
weekend.
Think I haven't noticed that crap.
All
not
week.
You, Amy. You're always nice.
I told my wife, I was like, wow, Bobby hit again. I
mean, that's all
I
did. I mean, poor Dr. Lori can barely contain herself. She's like, I can't believe I just did this. Wait, okay, well, so how much is it really worth, Dr. Lori?
It's really worth about $100.
Not bad.
But there are people who do buy these coins. They're not just everywhere. They're relatively rare. You will find others. The ones that are really high numbers have to be uncirculated. And again, you know, I'm known for here's the straight shoot. So I love Bobby a lot for this. But I got to say that, you know, basically they have to really be uncirculated, have never been touched.
Teamwork makes the dream work between Dr. Lori and I.
Amy, I'm so glad you didn't sell your car.
I was going to trade it for Amy's dolls and her car.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny, though.
I wasn't going to let Amy do that.
Well, I was already I have this bag of coins.
You guys were all dumping all your change
some
in.
Some are foreign, like Dr. Lori from other countries, and I was like, about to just go home and send them all to you.
Foreign coins can have some value too.
Oh.
And everybody can always send a picture. You know, you guys can always send a picture
What's
to
your
our
cell
website
phone?
And I'll take a look.
Why are you shaking your head? You love playing pranks on people.
I mean, I am just like, Dr. Lori, I'm never going to look at you the same.
Oh, don't blame her.
Come on.
Don't blame her.
Well, that was good.
Let me tell you,
Hey, how was my acting though?
Really good.
You got Oscar. Me.
Thank you.
Like, dude, you got us.
You got me. I mean, I was sick to my stomach that you had a $100,000 coin.
But now why are you mad if I don't?
I was counting my 10%. But then also I was like, but now I'm like, all right, good. Bobby took a loss for once. Like he didn't win one.
He's
not a loss.
He
still made like $300 in this.
That is still.
And it was a joke. It's a win for me.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
It's like his favorite thing to do is make
a joke. I don't do it a lot. But that's it. You just got boned.
I didn't get boned.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get boned. I got worried.
Well.
Yes, Amy, go ahead. Before we let Dr. Lori go.
Dr. Lori.
You know what we'll do? We'll talk about the things that are most valuable so everybody can learn how to identify quality and know what's valuable in your vintage stuff and your old things.
Yes.
So we'll stay around. Thank you for letting me play with you. I appreciate it.
DrLoriV.com or at Dr. Lori V. And no more using her for jokes.
Yes.
You're the one that did it.
No, no more. What do you mean?
No, but I'm saying I did it the one time, but now we can't do it anymore.
But here's what I have to say about that, Dr. Lori. You and Bobby better not be in cahoots and tell me that one of my dolls is worth it.
We're not doing any more jokes.
No more jokes.
But the ultimate joke would be if I said,
I'm not a jokester.
If I said, say it's not worth anything, so I get to keep the 10%.
That's what I'm trying to see if you double pranked us.
You owe me, Bobby.
Do I do the double agent prank?
Or not?
Dr. Lori, thank you. We will talk to you
soon.
You owe
me, Bobby.
I owe Dr. Lori. There she is. Dr. Lori,
well
everybody.
Done. Well done.
Thank you. Bye, Dr. Lori.
Bye, you guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
You all loved the scratch-off lottery tickets bit. For days, we were scratching off lottery tickets because we all pooled our money together and we got $2,000 and we bought a crap ton of scratch-offs to test this theory of this guy who had bought a whole roll of scratch-offs and he basically won like 19 times or something. We're like, okay, let's test this theory. We can get a decent amount of money. Well, you know, Lunchbox went off the rails. A whole lot of things happened. Well, we scratched the last few remaining scratch-offs that we had and... just spoiler alert, it did not end well. But that's what you're about to hear. The ending of our scratch-off lottery tickets that we spent $2,000 on.
Number one.
Final two tickets, Lunchbox, you and I can do them.
Yes! Let's go!
We've been doing this stupid bit for like 5 days.
Forever, man.
It ain't stupid.
Ups and downs, ups and downs.
We only have two tickets left. We started with $2,000, gathering all of our money. We're down to $100. We have two $50 tickets.
Come on, guys.
So while you scratch that Lunchbox and don't make any noise.
I don't.
Because Eddie and I are going to have a talk. Uh-oh. And then Amy and I are going to have a talk. But you're going to do that.
I don't get to be a part of talking.
Well, because you know, but you just take forever doing the ticket. And you're always like, missed it by one. But that they do that on purpose. It wasn't like you were close.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
If you win, just stop us, okay?
Okay.
No, don't be sad.
I didn't win on the first one.
Okay. Eddie.
Yo, what's up? Am I in trouble?
No.
Okay.
I do want to talk about money. We're talking about money here with those tickets. You lost $40.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I was in such a bad mood.
Amy, please listen to this story.
I'm listening.
So, you know, I coach my son's 9-year-old basketball team, and I was thinking, like, what would be cool for, you know, like, player of the game, a little prize, something. So I thought basketball cards. They love trading cards. So I went to the store, and I buy 2 boxes of basketball cards. They're $20 a pop, 5 packs in each box. $40 total. I buy them. I go home. I pull them out of the bag. It's WNBA. I'm like, there's no way that my boys are going to want, like, girls' basketball cards, right? So I'm like, all right, let me just go back to the store and return them. I go back. They're like, oh, sorry, it says cannot return. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, you just can't return sports cards. I'm like, do you have a manager, please?
Oh, we have a manager.
Oh, I went straight to, do you have a manager?
But you did the wrong.
What do you mean? I just bought cards, dude. Like, I go to the store all the time.
But I mean, you made the mistake of buying the wrong cards.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what world do we live in? You go to the store, you make a mistake, and you return it, right?
Yes, for the most part. But there must be a policy on cards because of tricks people have tried to switch cards back.
There is no way that I'm going to make a purchase in this wonderful country of ours.
Okay, stop with the
United States of America.
Go ahead.
Make a purchase and then not be able to get my money back if I don't want that item. So the manager comes. Hey, what's up, man? What's the problem? Dude, I bought these sports cards. I don't want them. Can I please get my money back? No problem. Goes to the machine, scans them. Oh, no, man. It's got a red flag on this. No, it says
policy. You a terrorist or what?
It says policy says you can't return these. Yeah. All sales are final.
So there must be something that people are doing to game the system.
Can I'll I talk you to your you supervisor?
Do. Oh, you asked for his supervisor?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say, dang right, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
And so he goes, well, what do you mean? I want higher up. Higher up supervisor, even general manager of the store. I don't care. The biggest...
Why did you not look at the cards? And then also, why won't they want a WNBA player?
Well, I just don't think they'd want a WNBA player. I don't think they want a girl basketball player.
Okay, go ahead.
So then he's like, look,
but, but this is an opportunity for you to show them.
That's true. And did you try to show them?
No.
Okay.
I just try to return my cards.
He knows his team.
So then the supervisor comes. Yeah, can I help you, sir? Yeah, look, I bought these cards. I told him the whole story again. Yeah, it says the policy is that, you know, trading cards, I guess you just can't get your money back. I'm like, there is no sign by the cards that say all sales are final.
But there is a sign that says WNBA. So the sign wouldn't matter.
Well, the box is like, it's really small.
Okay, go ahead.
And so he takes me to the card section, and it says all sales are final.
Oh, there was a sign. You missed both signs.
I missed all the signs. NBA, WNBA, and all sales are
final. I missed all the signs.
I was so mad, though, because, like, you're telling me I'm out $40? Like, how am I just out $40?
Well, because you didn't see the sign.
I was so upset.
It was right there, yeah. So what are you doing with the cards?
I gave them away.
To who?
So another friend of mine, he's coaching a girls team. So I said, here you go. Give your girls these
Be
these
hilarious.
Cards.
They're worth a lot of money.
Yep.
If there was, like, one in there.
Are they?
I don't know. I don't collect cards anymore. I'm scratching a ticket, though. And Lunchbox... How are you doing over there?
Not very good so far, man.
Oh, my gosh. Guys,
it's our last money of the whole deal.
That one girl that, you know, got detained in Russia.
Brittany Griner.
She have a card?
Maybe.
Might be worth a lot.
Yeah, but Eddie, you want to know why you can't take cards back?
Please tell me.
Because you can go and you can open the packs and take the good cards out, and then you can seal it back with if you get it hot enough, you can seal the pack back up.
And how would you know this?
Yeah, how do you know that?
It's a pretty intricate process here for you to know exactly what's going on.
He said hot glue and everything. Yeah.
How would you know that?
I just know.
Okay. Hey, I lost.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're done?
My ticket's dead. Mike, you can look at it real quick. But I'm a loser and it's over.
You're not a loser.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? That's it.
Hey, we're running out of time, guys.
Lunchbox has the last ticket.
I got 8 numbers to go.
Have you already scratched the bonuses?
I scratch them first, man. They go.
And then you have no winners in the other ones?
Not yet, man.
Why did we do this?
Okay.
Why did we do this?
Dazed and confused.
Yeah, man.
If we lose this ticket with Lunchbox, we have lost all $2,000.
It was just a slow death, man. We get excited. Highs and lows. Highs and lows.
There were no highs.
There was a high when he lied to us.
We never won over $100. Yeah, it was high for a second when he thought he won $50,000. Was wrong.
Right, and then we went low again.
And then when Amy thought she won $5 million and then $5,000 and then didn't.
So highs and lows.
I won $75. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Why do they do that to me?
One number.
How many do you have left?
1, 2, 3.
Okay, let's scratch them quicker.
All right, you ready?
Here we go. Last 3.
Number 48. We needed 58.
Okay.
We're going to do this for every number.
77. We needed 75.
Okay. And final number?
And we needed 76. Stupid. 53.
No.
No. Well, that's it, everybody.
We have now lost
all.
I think we scratched like 82 tickets.
82 $50 tickets. We lost all that money.
I mean, what do they say? A thousand cuts to death.
I've never heard that before.
Like a thousand paper cuts. Death by a thousand paper cuts.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Man, that was a... That was so fun, though, but that is why...
Was it?
It wasn't.
Listen, it is.
No, it wasn't.
I enjoy the process.
But the process, that means there's something coming at the end.
Well, yes. Eventually, hopefully, you're going to get there.
Hopefully, but it never happens, Lunchbox. Well,
but if you give up, it never will.
We lost.
Like Bobby says, if you have goals and you give up on them, they will never happen.
But this is not a goal you can
affect. Does that apply to the lottery?
This is not a goal you can affect. You can't affect actually winning the lottery. It's all luck. But we had, I didn't have that much fun.
I did not.
I don't know if I had fun, but I feel I'm addicted.
Yeah, we trauma bonded and Amy's addicted. So
right.
Trauma bonded. Mm.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for going on this journey together.
You're welcome. Maybe in July we do it again.
I'm down. Mm. I'm down.
Yeah, because how many did we each scratch? Probably.
Lots.
Just do the math.
However.
Look at the muscles on my finger from working the scratches.
However many I did, that's how many it took to get addicted.
Because now she can't stop thinking about it.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Well, that wraps it up for us this week on The Best Bits. These are the seven biggest, most engaged segments from the show this week, but there's so much more. We had a lot happen on the show, so if you want to check out more, go to our social media pages, at Bobby Bone Show. There's all kinds of games up there, especially on TikTok and Instagram. And if you want to see performances or interviews or just bits in video form, go to our YouTube page, at Bobby Bone Show. And if you want to read blogs, then you can go to bobbybones.com. I encourage you guys to go check out all this digital content, because otherwise, I spend all week doing all this stuff for what, you know? Go check it out. And of course, you can follow me at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. I hope you guys have a fabulous and very safe weekend. Enjoy it. I love y'all. Bye. Yeah.
Bobby Bones on your radio.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.